Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
It's Today FM. I'm Dave Moore. This is Gavin James. Hi.
Hi.
We've known each other for years.
Yes.
Right. And I love seeing somebody who, because the first time I ever got in touch with you, ever got in touch with me, I think was an email where you had to sing a song.
Yeah.
You literally was your first thing, I think,
2012,
ever.
Wasn't
2012,
wasn't it?
2012.
Yeah. 12 years ago, man.
Jeez, it was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And you just emailed to me and went, "Hiya, I'm Gavin. Here's my song." And I just remember like hitting, "Oh, right, here's another singer guy." Hit play and was just like, "Oh my God."
Glad.
No, genuinely. It was. And then I think about a week later, there was a video of you. Did your sister take a video of you and send it to me? It was literally just in your sitting room, I think.
It must have been, because I did a cover of Adele.
What it was.
Adele, and I remember, I think I came in to do, I was going to Vegas.
Yes.
I remember now, because I went over my mate, we were doing Temple Bar gigs at the time.
Yeah.
And you invited me on. I was like, "Oh, I can't come.
I'm going to Vegas.
I was like 19 and I couldn't do anything. There was no fun in Vegas for me. But I remember being like, "Should I just stay?" I was like, "Oh, but we're going to Vegas." I had to do like a wedding.
Yeah.
I was nearly going to cancel the wedding and come in.
Wow. Well, it all worked out.
It all worked out.
You didn't need me for that moment.
It was very, but yeah, thanks for that. You were the first person, I think, that copped anything.
I just think it was one of those things where when it came through and I listened to everything I get and I was just like, no, this.
Fair play.
There's something special here. All right.
That was good. And I remember the video had like a watermark. Because I couldn't afford to buy the
thing off
the actual thing.
the software watermark. Yeah. Now, though, right now, where you are 2 billion global streams later, and so many people know your music and love your music, how do you then go about choosing a set list for a gig and say, like, you know, I know what song to put in what place and like that will be fine. Like, how do you, you've so much music.
I'm the worst with set lists. I'm awful. Anybody who's on my crew or my mate Keith, he's my tour manager.
Yeah.
I always do like the day before and then I'll change it 6 times and then I'll do the gig and I'll be like, "We're skipping that one."
Oh, right. Yeah, your band is ready to play it.
Because I always find the best way to set list if you're continuously doing gigs and then you can always feel if like maybe this song doesn't work here.
Okay.
But it will work later on. Because we did the Marquee recently and
that's
I was like,
interesting, right.
Because every crowd is different. So if they're buzzing, you don't want to be like,
"Okay, now it's time for a saddest song in the world." Right, okay.
But then like sometimes if it's like, yeah, you can bring it back and bring it up. So yeah, just loads of different ways of doing it. But yeah, I pick all the songs now.
Yeah,
pretty much. So some of them I absolutely hate singing.
Really?
Like, not hate, it's just they're so hard to
that's
sing.
Because you said that to me before, you have often written melody lines that
nightmare.
Are so perfect, then you go, "Wait, I have to sing this again." Like,
no,
it's okay singing
it's
it once in the studio.
Usually like, after a few times it gets a little easier, but there's some of them, like I've like the Bitter Pill song.
Yes.
That was one of the first, that was on the first record, but like still hard. It's just continuously up here all the time. It doesn't leave the top. It's just a nightmare. So I'd be like, "Should we skip that one?"
Or not. Or just not. Do it and really show how you are.
Yeah.
Actually, I did spot something else I wanted to ask you about this.
Joy, oh, yeah. Joy.
Unreal. Look, it's such an iconic song, but what a verse.
I was trying to figure out a way, because I love doing like covers at gigs. I always pick like one or two. I know you usually do one cover.
Sure.
I think last year it was There She Goes or
there
something
she
like
goes,
that.
Yeah.
That was a fun buzz thing. But I love picking them, but Jolene was so, I was like, this would be really fun. And obviously Beyonce just did it and it's really there in the consciousness.
Yeah, it is.
But it was so much fun. We did that in the Marquee and everybody went absolutely bananas.
Rightly so.
Like, it was so much fun.
Like, what a tune to pick in fairness.
Such a buzz. We did it after like a song called All For You, which is a dance song.
Yeah.
So like after the dance song, everybody was like, "Oh my God." They're buzzing and then it was like, "Now it's Jolene time."
See, that's the saddest thing. You can't go like dance song, Jolene, and now we're going to bring
it
back.
Do it. No. And I was like, "No, we got to keep going."
Yeah, dead right.
But it's very fun. It's also that doing something like that, everybody loses their mind. So much fun.
Brilliant. Well, look, if you want to see Gavin live, Dublin's Trinity College, part of the Trinity Summer Series, July 3rd, Galway the Heineken Big Top, part of Galway International Arts Festival on July 26th. Talk to me about, though, studios, your relationship with that and writing albums and like, for example, years ago, I wanted to be a singer. That's the word, a singer. I wanted to be a singer in a band, right? That was my thing. And then I got to go into a studio for the first time and went, "Oh my God, no, this is what I want to do.
It's
I don't
amazing,
want to do the singing
yeah.
stuff." How do you feel about the two things?
I've had a very strange relationship with studio time and stuff. And when I started off, when I was 21 and I did my first record, I was terrified of going in.
Right.
I just didn't really know what to do.
Sure.
So I ended up doing like the Live at Whelan's album because I knew how to do that.
Yes.
And that made sense. I'd just do acoustic. and I'll sing and I'll record it. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to figure out how to produce stuff. And then obviously I had lovely people to help me, like Cam Blackwood, who'd done George Ezra's stuff, and Fraser T. Smith, who'd done all the things.
Amazing.
So he helped me with the first record, and I learned so much from just working with them. And now on the fourth record now, that's going to be hopefully out Christmas, unless Michael Bublé releases them. Hopefully now.
By the way, he definitely will. Just so you know.
I'm going to call mine. I keep saying I'm going to call mine Michael Bublé. Yeah. Just that's it.
Michael Bublé's Christmas album by Gavin James.
Featuring all the new songs that nobody's heard before. Big ass. But no, I love it. Studios, like now I love it so much. Like I spent most of my time in Black Mountain Studios up in Dundalk.
Beautiful.
And they have everything to play with. Mm. They have an amazing guy called Alex, and he's an engineer, and he's incredible. Everything just sounds crazy. And also, if you bring all your mates, my mate Ronan Nolan, he's a drummer, and he's in the band, and Jeff, who's my piano player, and Jamie, who was in God as an Astronaut.
Yeah.
So I'll bring in all your mates that are just deadly players, and like...
So you know that it's all just going to be fun, but creative, and also then brilliantly played.
So much fun. Yeah, because I think you can spend so much time like in a studio where you have nothing to do. Mm. Like you can have no things to play with. I love playing with like instruments. Like I'm not very good at piano, which is like fun.
But that can often yield things that you wouldn't. Yeah. If you were a great piano player, you'd have things.
It's too easy. Yeah.
Yeah, but I've always find that as well. By not being great at an instrument, things come out of it that you wouldn't necessarily think.
And mistakes. Everything's a surprise.
Yeah.
Like, oh, what's this next thing? Oh, it's a surprise. That's a new surprise chord I never did before. That's what I love about it, because guitar I've been playing since I was about 10 or 11. So it always kind of muscle memory kind of happens. But with piano, so much fun. It's glass. But I love the studio. I pretty much me and my mate Dan produced this new record together.
Okay, I was going to say, is it done?
It's done. It's as done as done is, but it's not done.
Sure.
It's like 99% done.
Okay. So writing is done. Recording is by and large done. So we're kind of... We're sprinkling on the nice little sprinkles and putting on the icing.
A little bit of mixies, a little bit of masteries. But I'm definitely, it's done, but then I want to write loads of stuff.
Can't wait for it. Okay, around Christmas time, we'll keep an eye. We'll elbow Michael Bublé out of the way and get the new Gavin James record. Are you allowed to tell us the name yet, or is that a secret?
I have no idea. I have an idea of what it might be, and I'll tell you afterwards, but it might be called that. But then I don't know. I'll see. I'll know by the end of the summer, I think.
Yeah, you'll need at some point, they'll need to do artwork and write it on it. And,
I know, and then vinyls, and they're like, 9 months.
Okay, quick fire round before you go.
Love it.
What are you currently obsessed with?
Morgan Wallen, the singer. Absolutely class.
Wow.
And songwriting is just mad.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how I hadn't heard him before. I heard him the Post Malone thing.
Yeah.
Heard that and I was like, what is this? And then country music, I go back and forth, but I'm more into like John Prine kind of old school country music. But the way John Prine writes, like, lyrically is very just real clever and it's wordsmith kind of stuff. And you listen to it, you're like, oh, that's gas. But then say Morgan Wallen, some of his stuff is outrageous.
Who's the most famous person in your phone?
Phone, book. I think it's probably Niall, I think.
Niall's pretty famous.
I think. Or Ed, but Ed changes his number every
Well, funny enough, somebody asked me about the same question back to me, because I ask it obviously every day.
Yeah.
Someone asked it back to me and I said Niall Horan, but then I remembered that one time I rang that number because I needed Niall for something and I rang it and some lad answered the phone and I went, oh, hell yeah. Sorry, I'm looking for Niall, is he there? And he's like, no.
I know.
All right. So I was like, oh, perhaps Mr. Horan has changed his number since.
Was it an American one?
No, it was a full on Irish number. It was some lad down the country going, what are you looking for? Niall? No.
Yeah, there's a number that I had years ago from America and it's just some lad now.
Yeah. Think back to second class, 8 year old Gavin. Yes. What school were you in?
I was in Bosco's.
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 What did you have in your lunchbox every day?
I had that with Baby Bell was a big thing.
Right.
Baby Bell's class.
Yeah. I still love Baby Bell.
Lunchables were deadly.
Lunchables. I'm too old for them.
So I used to, you know, we had them, but we used to get food in Bosco's. We used to have like muffin days. We used to have like chocolate muffin day was Friday. It was savage.
Unreal.
Like, I used to get the little tiny cartons of milk with the cow on it, driving race cars.
Yeah.
But I used to get every Friday, I used to like sneak in and like rob like about 10. Muffins. And brand like 20 because the muffins, they went so well with the milk.
And the final question I ask everybody, Gavin,
yes,
is a bit of a weird one, but I don't wash my legs in the shower.
No, I don't either.
Do you? You don't?
No, it rolls down, right?
Yeah,
it's fine.
Gravity and suds.
It just goes right. Yeah, it's fine, especially if your shower like is a little clogged and then
it's all happening.
Goes up like at least the knee height.
You need to get your shower. I gotta get my shower checked. All right, listen, Gavin, thanks so much for coming in.
Cheers,
best luck with the record when it comes out.
Thank you.
Enjoy the summer, and we'll chat soon.
Thank you, buddy. I'll chat to you soon. Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.